A popular Outcast production.
Mixers, mixing it uppers, I don't know, fuck it. Jesus. Welcome to another episode of Mixing It Up with Mike Carpenter. It's another solo in my car episode, so that's fun. Probably not, but whatever. So it is 1:40 a.m. on, I don't even know what day it is. I guess today is technically Tuesday. Sorry. I actually forgot to record a podcast. I forgot what day it was until today. But, whatevs. So we're going to talk about some things and not bitch about my job for a full episode. I did just get off work, and my job still does suck. But that's life. I will deal with it. Excuse me. So, news. Let's talk about things. First off, tonight there is an eclipse, lunar eclipse, and, I mean, because it's nighttime, so, you know, yeah. I guess if you're just now listening to this and learning about it, you missed it. Boy, was it awesome. It's supposed to happen from like 2 to 3:30 or something like that. I don't know. I'll be watching it. Especially some kind of weird special one where like the moon turns red or some shit. I don't know. Yeah, cool. I'll watch it. I got nothing else to do tonight. In good news, I did get off work. Not just got off, but I got off work this Saturday. My request went through. All is good. So I will be performing stand-up this Saturday at Mike's Snow Mike Open Mic Presents Nick Rehack. Yeah, at, I don't know, whatever that whole thing's called. It's a long name. Nick Rehack is recording an album this weekend, and I am opening, and it's going to be fun, and I can't wait. I'm really excited. I miss doing stand-up, and I probably won't get a whole lot of chances to do it again in the near future because of my job. Again, my job sucks. But I will be doing it this weekend, and I'm trying to write some new jokes and do some old jokes and hopefully just have a good time, and it should be fun. I'm pretty excited. I'm also just excited to have a good day and actually get to be social again, because I haven't really been to a social setting. Oop, railroad checks. Yeah, since, realistically, I haven't really done anything social since the last open mic. Fun. Being old, growing up is fun. Hooray. So I did want to talk about some other things, like that airplane that disappeared, but I really don't give a shit about it anymore because it doesn't really fucking matter. It did give me a lot of panic attacks. The thought of flying scares me as it is, and then now the thought of flying and disappearing is also terrifying. I don't like that shit. I could be gone forever. But, yeah. I don't really have anything planned to talk about, really. So I'm just going to talk about random shit until I get home. So, random shit. I watched movies recently. I watched them. I watched The Wolf of Wall Street, finally, and I fucking loved it. I don't know if it or any of the actors involved won any Oscars, but if they did, they deserved it, and if they didn't, it's a sham, because that movie was fucking awesome. Great movie. Goddamn. Wolf of Wall Street. Go watch it right now. Pause this. We're back. I'm glad you enjoyed Wolf of Wall Street as much as I did. Congratulations. Also, I watched the American remake of Old Boy with Josh Brolin, Spike Lee's Old Boy. I knew I was going to watch it. We'll say Old Boy, first off, for those who don't know. Old Boy was a Korean film from 2005, maybe 2006. I'm not sure.
I'm
so bad at names. Park something, I think. I'm really bad at remembering Korean film directors, but whatever. Old Boy, fantastic fucking movie, fantastic film. Now, the American remake with Josh Brolin and the Olsen twins' better-looking younger sister, Elizabeth Olsen, I think. I actually like her a lot. She was in Marcy. It's a hard title to say, guys. Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. God damn. Movie about cults and fun shit. But yeah, that's the first movie I ever saw her in, Elizabeth Olsen. Martha, Marcy, May, Marlene. But yeah, she's in this new Old Boy movie. And, I don't do spoilers, but, the original Old Boy had just, like, this ridiculous, like, third act. Pretty much the whole third act was just fucking crazy. And plot twists galore, and a holy shit ending that just, like, left people speechless. Crazy ending. The ending is slightly different in the current Old Boy, but it definitely kept the same vein of holy shitness, which I did not think would ever happen in an American remake. When I heard they were going to remake, one second, cough time. Yes, when I heard they were going to make an American version of Old Boy, one of the big reasons I thought it was going to be bullshit was like, oh, they're going to change the ending. The ending's not going to be anything similar. They'll never fly with American audience. Blah, 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 blah. Bullshit, bullshit, bullshit. And I don't think it did, because I'm pretty sure the movie didn't do very well. But not bad. If you haven't seen the original Old Boy and just refuse to watch foreign films for some reason, check out the American remake. It's not bad. Really isn't that bad. They left a couple things out here and there, but they kept, like, kind of, like, the infamous hammer fight scene, which was pretty cool. I still think the original's better. A lot better. But, you know, whatever. Boo. Yes. Oh, what else? Jesus, what else? I watched Frozen again. I love Frozen. What a great movie. I've watched Frozen like 4 times now. I don't care. The Disney movie, not the fucking stupid, I don't know, John Cusack or something. I don't know. There's some other movie that just came out called Frozen. And just came out not too long ago, but fuck that. Disney's Frozen. It's great. Watch that shit. Oh, man. Guys, my life, nothing is going on in it. For realsies. All I'm doing is working. And on my days off, I spend them with my lovely girlfriend. And, yeah, that's it. Not a whole lot going on in this guy's life anymore. Not that there's a whole lot going on to begin with, but, you know, when it comes to trying to record a solo episode, makes it quite difficult when literally nothing happens since the last time I recorded. I worked a whole shit ton. I ate a lot of food. I hung out with Kelsey twice. And now I'm recording again. This is my life. Oof. I don't think there's anything that has happened at all. I don't think there is. I really am starting to appreciate sleep a lot more. I used to love sleeping because it's fun and it feels good, and I just like to sleep. I just like relaxing. But now I am fully appreciating sleep. I really get it. I get why my body needs to rest. Because, man. Again, I just don't want to go on and on and on and bitch about my job. But it is very physically vigorous, rigorous, physically, I don't know. It's fucking hard. I move a lot. I lift a lot of shit. I get a workout every fucking day. I burn a lot of fucking calories. I lost another belt loop notch, whatever you want to call it. Another belt size. I think that's 4 now, down 4 belt notches. My arms and shoulders are getting fucking pretty fucking ripped. It's weird. My gut's shrinking. My man boobs are shrinking. Oh, it's starting to rain. Great. Fantastic. Let's talk about weather. Fucking went from like 30-some degrees to like 70-some degrees in 2 days. It's awful. And it's supposed to go back to like 20-some degrees in a couple more days. The weather in central Pennsylvania is horseshit. For those who don't live in central Pennsylvania, just so you know, I'm not sure what the weather is like wherever you're living, but it's horseshit here. Total horseshit. Luckily, I work in a refrigerator. I work in 35 degrees, temperature controlled. So this summer, it'll be real fucking nice because I hate being warm. So when it's like 100 and some degrees outside and a crazy humidity index, I'll get to spend 9 to 10 to 11 hours, depending what my shift is, inside a refrigerator, being cold and loving it, probably. So that's fun. But what else? I'm trying to write jokes. I have one that I'm working on. I'm not sure if I'm going to tell it at this one or wait until I actually like flesh it out better. I don't know. I like talking about the jokes I'm writing. I don't think people are supposed to do that, but I like doing that, like with the Muzzy joke. I like talking about my Muzzy joke before I told my Muzzy joke, and then telling my Muzzy joke, and it worked. Made people laugh. That's the point of a joke. For those who don't understand how jokes work, that's how they work. So I have one, and it's all about sexism. But I'm afraid that it'll be taken the wrong way and be taken as sexist instead of a joke making fun of sexism. This is my fear in some of the jokes I tell, that they'll be taken the wrong way, and instead of the twist being making fun of racism or of sexism or of the concept of these things, they'll be taken as that concept instead. That is like, and that's never good. Like, I don't want to tell a joke about racism on stage and have people think I am racist or have people feel belittled in the crowd, because that's not what my humor is about. I'm not making fun of people, I'm making fun of concepts that I think deserve to be made fun of and, you know, deconstructed and whatnot. But yeah, comedy, it's fun. I enjoy it. I wish I could do it more. Hopefully in the future I'll do it a lot more. Something I would actually like to pursue I don't know as much as a career. If I could make it into a career, that'd be fucking fantastic. But at least make it an ongoing, frequent hobby. I don't know. Yeah, if I could live off of it, that'd be great. That would be the dream. But who knows? I think I'm gonna stop at Sheetz again. Get them hot dogs. Maybe I'll mix it up and get like a breakfast sandwich. This is mixing up with Mike Carpenter, after all. I do like to mix it up. So, where's Sheetz? Here's Sheetz. Get that turn signal. It's like you're in my car with me. Because I dictate all of the motions I do while I drive. Turning right. Left turn signal. Turning left. Pulling into the parking lot. Alright guys, I'm going to go eat some food. And then I'll be back. And I'll probably smoke a cigarette. I know that was my favorite part of the last episode. Me enjoying my post-hot dog cigarette. So we'll be back. Maybe I'll try to think of some more things to talk about. Hooray! Hey guys, I have a secret for you. If you go to popularoutcast.com and click on the purple banner for Amazon and clear your cookies first, you can go to amazon.com and buy all the fucking shit you want. And we get a little taste of the profits. Oh god, the profits. We'll make so much fucking money and we can buy new microphones and buy new cars and buy a cruise ship and live like fucking kings. So help us out. Click the fucking banner. We love you. Bye. Oh, that is a good cigarette. Thank you for joining me in the Sheetz parking lot for this delicious cigarette on this delicious podcast. So, trying to drive one-handed without hitting anything or people. So, oh god, I love Sheetz. Son of a bitch. I should do a whole episode about Sheetz. I just love it. I love Sheetz. I love Sheetz food. It's so bad and so good. I decided, you know what? This is mixing it up with Mike Carpenter. It's going to be a little more noise now than there was before when the windows cracked. You know, smoking and all. And still raining. Oof. But yeah, so this is mixing up with Mike Carpenter. I'm not going to get my normal 4 hot dogs with an obscene amount of gross shit on them. I only got 2 of them. And then I got 2 delicious breakfast burritos. They were so fucking good. Sheetz, you done it again. Still drinking my delicious Purely Fleming tea. It's the official beverage of late night Sheetz runs. It is for me at least. So while I was in Sheetz, I called my friend and podfather Bill. You know Bill from such podcasts as Popular Outcast Podcast and Delusion Loners and probably every other one on the network. I think he's been on them all. So I called Bill. I'm like, Bill. I think I woke him up. I'm like, Bill, I'm doing a podcast. What should I talk about? Bill replies with, just kind of mumbles. He was like, oh no, talk about the last time you got really drunk. At which I just kind of laughed because I really don't drink. Ever. Like, I'll have the occasional beer. But That's as far as that goes. It's very rare. It's very seldom. I'm not really a drinker these days. I went through my early 20s. A lot of that's a blur. Did a lot of drinking in my early 20s. But, I don't know, last couple of years, I've probably been, like, over the legal driving limit of drinking. Which still, I wouldn't even really consider to be that drunk. But I would say I've only been over that limit maybe, God, 10 times in the last few years. It's really rare. I think the last time, though, that I got good and shit-faced was probably, let's see, probably about 2 or 3 summers ago. My friend DJ has a, his whole family does this giant-ass pig roast. It's one of my favorite fucking things in the world, and holy shit, that's coming up soon. I didn't even think about it. I have to make sure I'm off that day, or at least call off sick that day, because that fucking pig roast is my favorite thing in the world. But anyway, he has a big-ass pig roast, and they usually have a band or two play there. And they had the second band of the night, which is this local band called Duck Duck Goose. They're kind of like a hippie band. They play, like, 70s-style jams. And a lot of, like, Pink Floyd covers and that kind of shit. God, it's really noisy. I hope this is listenable. Come on, put this window up here. Hold up 1 second. I'm gonna make more noise. And now less noise. Good. So, there's this band playing called Duck Duck Goose. They probably didn't even start playing till like 10 at night. This pig roast starts, well, started this day for me at about 9 in the morning. And I drank steadily. I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't drink very often. This is like right at like the end of my drinking days. But no, this is pretty much after my drinking days. It was only like 3 years ago. But, so I decided, you know, fuck it. I have nothing to do today or tomorrow. I'm going to drink all day. So I did. I started drinking about 9 in the morning and steadily consumed beer all day until I passed out probably around 2, 3 in the morning. The next day. But anyway, by the time Duck Duck Goose played, I have already had a few gallons of beer throughout the day. And it's in the midsummer. Like, it's probably like, I think the pig roast is usually like mid-July. So, you know, it's like warm as shit outside, and I'm just sweating my ass off. I drank a lot of fucking beer that day, guys. And something about this band just hit me the right way. And there's all these weird hippie followers that come and watch the band everywhere they go. So there's all these crazy hippie kids down there dancing around doing their weird hippie dances and stuff. And I just couldn't help myself. I went down there with them. I got ridiculous. And it was a hell of a time. Hippie girls, they used to, oh, they used to do it for me. Something about the hippie girls. But yeah, I don't know. A whole lot of drunk me and a whole lot of like just psychedelic funk music and a lot of just a giant circle hippie dance movement, and that was my night. Ended with me, I'm pretty sure I just sat down on a couch in the basement and fell asleep sitting up. As DJ puts it, I powered down. He's like, I pretty much just sat down, put my head down, and instantly started snoring. So, that's the last time I got really, really drunk. I guess we're going to end the podcast here because I'm at my house now. Just about to pull into my driveway. So, thank you for listening to another episode of Mixing Up with Mike Carpenter. Do some quick plugs. Find me on Facebook. Email me at mixingitupwithmikecarpenter@gmail.com. Call my number, 702-PODCUNT. Follow me on Twitter at Mike's Shit. What else? Find me on Instagram if you can find that. I always forget how to do my Instagram. What else do I do? I think that's it. There's probably some other things. Oh, Snapchat, of course. Of course, Snapchat me. MIUWMC. Look me up. Like Snapchat. Shit's fun. So anyway, I'm at my home now. I'm going to go home. I'm going to go inside and edit this. Hopefully upload it before I go to sleep. And then pass the fuck out. And then go to work again tomorrow. And do it again the next day. Ugh. Two more days. I have one day off. Fucking Easter week, man. Shit's busy. But anyway, thanks again for listening. Hopefully this was in some way entertaining. Hopefully I have more things to talk about in the future. I'm sure I will. Well, actually, I know I will eventually. But till then, talk to you guys again next week. Bye. Hooray!